I'm here representing a group, 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control.
What is it about these regulations, this law, that concerns you?
What really particularly concerns us is that we don't feel that it's the government's right to step in and tell us how to defend ourselves, and that if we are able to defend ourselves or not, it's every mother's right, guaranteed, to defend her children.
The law is going to take effect next week.
Next week.
You have a General Assembly that voted in favor of it. There's a majority. I'm not going to say it's an overwhelming majority, but it's a majority. A majority on this committee is going to support it. What do you think you're going to accomplish today?
We're just here to be heard. We're trying to change the minds of people. Even though that our General Assembly voted it in, it was against the wishes of the people. The people showed here in masses, and still they refused to listen to us.
What does that say about the General Assembly? I mean, not only was there a big crowd today, I don't know if you were down here, but in February and
I was
March,
down here in February
yeah,
as well.
And there was that one House hearing that went till 3 o'clock on a Saturday morning, 3:30 on a Saturday
yes.
morning. What does that say to you about the General Assembly?
It says that they're run amok. They're not listening to us anymore. Even Senator Spiegel tried to sneak something in there that was against the criminals, that made the bill effective against criminal use of firearms. It was voted in, but then the head called a little secret meeting. They came out and they had a revote against his wishes. Everybody was complaining. They had a revote, but they worked some backdoor deal to vote it down. Nothing in this bill is against criminals. It's all against law-abiding citizens.